Thank God for you, Pastor. Glad to see you here this morning. So we're going to turn it over in your hand.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Amen.
God. So that the Lord has made, let us rejoice
Yes,
and be
yes.
glad that we are part of this day.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, he could have left us in last week,
That's the truth.
but he brought us
So
on over
glad he
to the
did.
new
Yes,
week.
thank
So,
you, Jesus.
hallelujah,
Lord. Yes, sir,
man.
we are
I'm
here.
glad about being able
Yes.
to see, hear, talk, and speak, and do all that still
Amen.
in this day and time.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
God is good.
Tell
Yes,
us.
sir.
Amen.
Good, good, good. Yes,
Yes,
all
sir.
the time. He is good.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the
Thank
Lord.
him for how he brought us through the things that we've seen, the things we didn't see.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
And kept us to another day.
Yes,
Amen.
sir.
And we're glad to be in the house.
In the
Thank
house
you,
of
Lord.
God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Praise
the
God.
Lord. Yes, sir.
Praise God for Elvis Bush for taking
Amen.
over the devotion and
Amen.
all that participated in it. Praise
Yes.
God. And we are looking to the hill from which come our help.
Yes,
Amen.
sir. Glory be to God.
Our help comes from the Lord.
From above, best place it
Hallelujah.
can come from. Amen.
Glory be to God. And we are knowing that he will take us through whatever it is we've got to go through.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord. Sir.
Hallelujah. He will
Praise
take us
God.
through that. Hallelujah. And he will not leave us helpless.
Yes, he will. And
Unless
that right here.
they're waiting for us to call it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Nobody but Jesus.
I'm going to go to
Deuteronomy.
service. I'm at word at this time. Praise God. And we'll find it in the book of Mark.
Okay.
Amen. Fifth chapter.
Okay.
Amen.
Mark 6 chapter.
Mark, fifth chapter.
Fifth chapter, okay.
Begin at verse one.
All right.
Amen.
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 And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of light of the Gadarenes. And when he had was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with the unclean spirit, and who had his dwelling among the tomb. And no man could bind him,
Amen.
no, not with
No,
chain,
no, about one. Yes, sir.
because that he had been oftentimes bound with fetters and chains, and the chains he had plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces,
Yes.
neither could any man tame him. And always at night and day he was in the mountains
My
and
Lord.
the and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stone.
My Lord.
But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him
Yes, he did.
and crying with a loud voice and
Yes.
said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus,
Yes. Glory be to God.
thou Son of the Most High
Most
God?
High God. Yes, sir.
I adjure thee, by God, that thou tormented me not.
Mm-hmm.
For he said unto him, come out of the man,
mm-hmm.
thou unclean spirit.
My Lord.
And he asked him, what is thy name?
Mm-hmm.
And he answered and saying, my name is Legion.
Yes, Legion.
For we are many.
Mm-hmm.
And he besought them much that he would not send them away out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was near by unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding,
mm-hmm.
and all the devils sought him,
mm-hmm.
saying, us to the swine, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus said, gave them leave.
Yes, my
and
Lord.
The unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine.
Mm-hmm.
And the herd ran violently down mm-hmm. a steep place
yes,
into the
Lord.
Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all about 2,000.
My Lord.
And were all and they were choked in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And without me, let Jesus have it.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Let Jesus have it.
Yes, man.
This is
my Lord.
Mm. An extension of what we were talking about last Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Put the things in the hands of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Use your faith and don't worry about it.
That's amen.
And we say we put it in the Lord's hands.
Yes.
But instead of putting it in his hand, we might have put it in the hand, but we didn't never turn it loose.
Amen.
And we still worried about it.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't never really put it in his hand.
Amen.
We might have offered to him and snatched the bat.
Uh-huh.
Or you can or he could take his hands, put his hands
Amen.
Upon it. Now we got the if we trust God.
Yes.
We got to really trust God.
Amen.
And if you trust God, you shouldn't worry about what's going to happen.
Amen.
Because no, nobody and nothing can fix things like Jesus.
Nobody. Amen. Nobody. My Lord.
And he is the master.
Yes, he is.
Of all of that.
Glory mm-hmm. be to God.
And everything is under his control.
Yes, it is. Thank you, God.
So as we remember from last week where they were on the fishing ship.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I don't say how big it was, but it was bigger than some other boats out there because there were other small boats
uh-huh.
or ships that was with them on this the lake.
Yes.
And a violent storm came up.
Uh-huh.
A wind and waves. Now, on the ocean and the waves are blowing, uh-huh. there also must be some rain falling.
Amen.
And lightning flashing, and thunder uh-huh. roaring. And that all of this put fear
uh-huh.
and the disciples that was with Jesus, because it said
Amen.
Jesus
Come on, Saint.
With his disciples on the ship.
Yes, God.
And they got all got on board together.
Yes, they did. My
and,
Lord.
And when you got saved,
uh-huh.
You got on the ship with Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
when you got saved, you were with him, and as he sails through the land,
Yes.
taking you day by day to wherever you're going,
Yes, he did.
and guarding you and protecting you and shielding you and helping you to come
My
forward from
Lord.
all those things that are after you to destroy you, because the devil is trying to destroy you.
Amen.
That's true. My Lord.
And you need to keep in mind that he can't do no more to you than God allows him to do.
Teach it, Pastor.
Amen.
Teach it.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And if God allows it, that means it's God's will that this is what should happen to you.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
But in everything.
So glad.
We need to be
My Lord.
Giving thanks.
Okay?
For God will make it work out all right.
Yes, he will.
And no problem is too big and too hard
That's
for
right.
him.
Amen.
Okay, no problem.
No problem.
All right. And he made everything.
Yes, he did.
And without him, there was nothing made.
Nothing was made.
Amen.
That's true.
And that was made.
Yes, sir.
So since he made it, he know how to take it apart.
Yes, he does.
He know how to fix whatever is broken.
Amen.
You know how to boost it and when it needs boosting, and knows everything when it's not running smoothly.
Yes, yes.
He knows that position in your body and in your life that things are not going well.
Glory be to God.
But he knows how to taper it and
yes, sir.
Then everything won't work out to the devil's favor.
Amen.
He knows it all. My
but
Lord.
He will take whatever the devil's doing and turn it to a blessing.
Amen.
Okay. All right. So he will turn it into a blessing
yes,
for
sir.
Him because he knows how to use that. He uses the devil a
my
lot of
Lord, my
times to
God.
Bless his people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whatever's coming our way,
yes,
we give God thanks for taking us through it.
Amen.
Yes, we do. Hello.
We're not even at, we haven't gotten in it yet, but we're giving thanks for taking us through it.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to speak it into existence. God got this problem.
Amen.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
And he's going to work it out.
Yes, he will.
In his own way, in his own time.
Amen.
Whatever come my way, it's going to be for my good.
Yeah,
yes, right. My Lord. That's the word.
And I know this because God said it was.
Amen.
And he cannot lie.
He
will
me.
Not lie.
That's
he
right.
Shall not lie.
Amen.
That's right.
All right? Because whatever he says, it comes to pass.
Yes, it does.
It is in his word. All right? God is all powerful,
yes,
all knowing.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. And he can do anything that needs to be done.
Glory be to God.
If it's
thank
not
you,
here now, he can speak it into existence.
All
right. Whatever he says.
Yes, sir.
It does come to pass.
Amen.
Yes, it does. And that right there.
So,
thank you, God.
The disciples was on the ship. And they let Jesus go to sleep.
Yes, they did.
Okay. Because Jesus went down into the hinder part of the ship and laid his head on the pillow.
My Lord.
And went to sleep.
Yes,
now,
sir.
The others was up.
Yes, sir.
They were doing what they used to do.
Yeah.
That's the way we are in our lives.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
And we be busy about what we used to do. Today, and we forget about Jesus is on board.
Have mercy, God. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. We forget about his death because one thing, we don't see him.
Tell it, Pastor.
And out of sight is out of mind.
That's right. That's right,
okay.
My Lord.
But you got to keep your mind stayed on Jesus.
Stay on Jesus.
Hallelujah. And when you keep him stayed on Jesus, everything's going to work out to your
good.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hey, and you're not going to have to worry about anything because you know Jesus can handle whatever the problem might be.
Yes. Amen.
No matter how big it might be or how small it might be. How rough it might be, God can smooth it out.
Yes, he can. Thank you, God. Do anything.
But you got to keep Jesus awake.
Yes, sir.
My Lord, Jesus went to sleep on them, but God won't sleep.
Yes, sir.
God was still in control.
Uh-huh.
So he need to sleep, not slumber. All right, God will be there all the time. So Jesus, we allow Jesus to go to sleep.
Got it, Pastor.
Amen. So we're busy doing everything in our daily chores and that we don't even think about him being there.
Yes, yes,
so those times when you don't think about him being there, he's asleep.
Amen.
in your life. So you need to do as they say, wake him up.
Amen.
Wake up, Jesus.
Jesus, my Lord.
I need you.
In
don't
sleep
on me today.
Yes, yes.
Hey, I need you to go through me with me all day long.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
Take my hand and lead and guide.
Lead me. Yes, sir. Hey,
don't let Jesus go to sleep. Because if you don't give him nothing to do, he's going to go to sleep.
Yes, he will.
In your life.
In my
life. But he's awakening other people's life.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He's sleeping in your life when you stop doubting things that will come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
He's in your life.
My
you
Lord.
Need to know that he's there.
Yes, yes.
All right? And know that he's there all the time. That's why you need your mind stayed on him.
Stay on Jesus.
Because if it's not on him, the devil's going to have it.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
He come in and he take every little thing part of your mind that he possibly can get.
Uh-huh.
And have you now in fear.
Yes,
sir. My Lord.
Of losing your life.
Yes, sir.
In fear.
Uh-huh.
Things going in chaos. He'll have you in your life fearful all the time. You're scared
Amen.
To do this and you're scared to do that.
Yeah, my Lord, my God.
And you just can't do what you know what to do because of fear.
Amen.
Yes.
Hey, what saying about what if?
That's true.
Hey, we don't need to worry about what if.
That's true, my Lord. Hey,
because Jesus got it. And whatever it is, it's going to be for my good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And whatever comes my way, whoever brings it my way,
yes,
right, God is using them
uh-huh.
to get something good out of us.
Yes, amen. Right.
Or to get something good for you.
Yes, sir. My Lord, my God.
Okay. And so here Jesus and they say, Master.
Uh-huh.
Master.
Master.
We perish.
Yes, yes.
All right. The song I say, don't you care that we perish?
Yes, yes.
How can you lay here sleeping? Hallelujah. When the storm of the life is raging in our lives.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
how
God.
How can you lay here sleeping? Don't
yes,
you
sir. Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
You're a fool.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
And you tell the Lord, I'm half dead.
Yes.
I can't do this and I can't do that. My ship is so full.
Oh my God, my thing. God. He knows.
I
want to
get out of one thing, I'm into something else. Okay, but don't worry about that. Jesus got it.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if he's gonna stay up, we can stay up. I can't do nothing with it. So let Jesus have it.
Glory be to God.
Let Jesus have it. He can do it.
Yes, sir. He can do all things.
And met on the other side.
Yes.
And at the coast of the Gadarenes. Okay. He was a man that was full of demons.
He was in torment and he was
Yes, they did.
raging and with things in his life that were not good.
Glory be to God.
He was out of his mind. Okay. And so Jesus came off the ship. And the devil was right there.
Yes, he was.
The story of what Jesus had already done.
Amen.
Yes, my Lord. Okay.
You know, so when you're going through something, soon you get out of that thing, it's like something else right there but taking its place.
That's true.
Okay. And here he is. Jesus just calmed the sea. He just calmed the wind.
Yes.
He made the storm be still. And now he is facing this man. Okay. That was there, untamed.
Yes, my Lord.
He didn't live in our house.
No, he didn't.
He didn't wear clothes. He lived in the tombs.
Yes, yes.
In the mountainside.
In the name of Jesus.
All right. And they tried to bind him so he wouldn't hurt people. Because he was a demon. He was mad. They're crazy and he didn't care who he hurt.
Nobody. My Lord.
So they tried to bind him, chain and fetters.
Yes.
And he just broke them and was raised, and people was afraid of him. All right. But Jesus came by.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And when he saw Jesus, the devil knows who Jesus is.
My Lord.
You may not know him.
Tell it,
he know what Jesus is capable of doing.
Yes, he does.
You may
yes,
not know it. Okay, so he is fearful of God.
Amen.
Okay? So when he saw Jesus, he ran and fell at his feet and worshiped him.
Amen.
That the demons worshiped him. Okay. We won't even do it.
That's the truth, Pastor.
Okay. Jesus there, and the devil fell at his feet, and Satan said, Jesus, the Son of God?
Yes.
What you doing here so soon?
Glory
be
to God.
You come early.
Yes, yes.
It ain't time for the world to come to an end. You come to torment us before the time?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so see that say those, so they were fearful of God. But he won't fear for nobody else.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right. And we need to realize that when in the name of Jesus,
tell amen.
All the devils got to flee.
Amen.
Got to flee. Got to go.
In the name of Jesus, there's power in his name.
Yes.
We got to learn to use that name.
Power.
Use it, my Lord.
All right. Use Jesus
to
help you do whatever needs to be done.
Amen. Amen.
Because you can't do it by yourself. You need Jesus to help you go through.
Amen.
Yes, we do.
All right. So they had a bound. Chain and fetters, and he broke the chains apart and the fetters of pieces. Okay, and he said, couldn't any man, no man could tame him.
Yes,
no man could tame him.
No man,
but Jesus can.
Yes, sir.
Let Jesus do it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let Jesus have that problem. No problem that you can't seem to get solved.
Yes.
Okay, just let Jesus have them.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Stop messing with them.
And
let Jesus have them.
Amen.
Let God have them.
Stop dipping and dabbing. And I'm going to fix it. No, you don't need to fix nothing.
Amen.
Okay, let Jesus fix it.
Yes,
Jesus said, vengeance belongs to him.
Yes.
And he will do the repaying.
Hello.
It ain't your vengeance you trying to get out.
Amen.
Well, whatever they're doing to you, they're done it unto the Lord.
Yes, right.
Okay, and you're being used to get for God to get some glory out of you.
Amen.
Okay. Always, day and night.
That's right.
In the mountain.
Uh-huh.
And in the tomb, crying and cutting himself with stone.
Yes.
Okay, so the man is crazy, he's cutting on himself, and anybody else coming by him.
My Lord.
Okay. The world get that way sometimes.
Uh-huh.
They don't care who you are.
They show down.
They do whatever they want to do.
Amen.
Whoever uh-huh. they want to do. And so many innocent people being killed.
Yeah.
Based on these crazy people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we need to put it in the hands of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
He takes care of it. Pray.
He take care of it.
And My then Lord. God will deliver us out of all of this stuff.
Amen.
Okay. And want to know that Jesus, what we want to do? What can we do with thee? God Most High, Son of the Most High.
Yes, sir.
I adjure thee by God. Don't torment us just now. But we said unto him, come out of the man.
Yes.
Thou unclean spirit.
Uh-huh.
And he asked him, saying, what is thy name?
Uh-huh.
He already knew what his name was, but Jesus had to say it for the disciples' sake. Okay. And he answered and said to him, my name is Legion.
Legion, yes.
For we are many. Okay. So he is one man. And then got all these demons in him.
Yes.
Amen.
Over 2,000.
Oh
my God. Yes.
Had gotten in him. Okay. Because Jesus called them out of them. They for some place to go that they don't be killed. They don't say, don't send us away out of the country. But go into the swine down there.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
And Jesus let them go in and gave permission. See, they couldn't even go into the swine without getting the Lord's permission.
Oh, my Lord.
Did you, Pastor?
See, he is an almighty God.
Yes, Amen. He is.
Who
yes,
rules
he is.
And super rules. And nothing happened in this world that he doesn't control.
Amen. Amen. Right. Right.
He may not be doing it, but he got it under control.
Amen.
He ain't,
Amen.
He's not going to let it get out of hand. Not to the point that it's going to cause everybody to be gone.
Yes, sir. My
He'll
Lord.
Let him raise for a little while.
Yes.
And then he will tell them, like they had the storm raging, he tells them, peace. Pause for a moment, that calm was there saying.
Glory
and then
be
said,
God.
Be still. Okay, you need to stop before you get into something. Stop and think about
That's right.
What's going on. Stop and remember the word of God. And everything's going to work out all right.
Yes, it
and
will.
And then you can answer and to the problem and be your full power of the word of God is in you when you
My
stop
Lord.
To think before you respond.
That's right.
Be slow to anger, swift to hear, slow to speak.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Okay? So stop before you do anything.
That's right.
Stop and ask the Holy Spirit to guide
stop
you.
Yes, that's
right. Yeah.
Stop and ask the God to speak to your heart and bridle your tongue.
Yes.
Yes.
For that tongue is the ruler of evil. And to get you in a world of trouble.
Yes,
Yes,
it
he
will.
will.
That
Yes, it will.
tongue
John.
don't know how to keep it. Things going smooth. It's going to say what comes in that mind.
Amen.
But you got to have to let the Holy Spirit
that
out of
hope.
that tongue.
Yes, Lord.
But like they said, no man could tame this man here. No man could tame your tongue.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
It takes Jesus. So let Jesus have it.
Amen.
That's right. My Lord.
Okay. And so Jesus gave him the leave to go and get blind. They got in and all of them went crazy. Ran violently down the steep place.
That's
to
right.
the sea. And all of them, 2,000.
A lot of stuff.
Was grounded.
2,000.
Yeah. And those people that brought them out there, have them ceasing. They went and told the people in town and along the countryside what had done happened about Jesus to cast not the devils out the man. And then all the swine drowned themselves in the sea. Okay. They went and told all that, and then so the people came out to see him. When they came out, they found that the possessed man at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus.
Yes.
And joined him, and he was clothed. Okay. And the devil was dead. At least those swine that was that those demons that was in that man, they were dead.
Amen.
Yes.
And Jesus had prevailed.
Amen.
And the man was made whole.
Yes.
Whatever that demon is that trying to put tear you down.
Amen.
Whatever he is,
tell it.
Give it to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
You stop fighting it.
Amen.
Hello.
Because all you're doing is making it worse.
Yes.
Amen.
Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
And leave it there.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't worry about it another moment.
But
the moment you start worrying about it again, you're taking it back out of his hand.
Amen.
Know that God has got it done.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And so, Jesus now. He sees those people and goes back on the other side. And when soon he got over there was a man that was there. Jairus, who was a public a ruler of the synagogue. Jairus came meeting Jesus, saying, "Master, my only daughter, his only child, is dying, and I need you to come to my house. Hey, we need to call the Lord into our house,
my Lord.
Call the Lord into this country,
yes,
into the government,
yes,
into those that are representing us." Get into their house and cause them to be still for the wild things that they're going on.
Glory be God.
Be still that they will obey your will and stop tormenting the people. In the name of Jesus, we pray it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And so there he as he went and started to the man's house, there come a woman.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Coming down.
My Lord.
And because she had been suffering with a issue of blood.
Issue of blood, yeah.
12 years. And had spent all her money trying to get better, but nobody could get a help her. And she came in, and there's a big crowd of people following Jesus. Okay, and when she got well near him, she must have got knocked down, or she fell down, or something. And she was in a crowd of people. Okay, and sometimes you get knocked back.
Oh my God.
When you're trying to get to where you want to go to in Jesus, you get knocked down.
Yes, you will.
And when we get knocked down, we quit.
Tell it, Pastor.
That's what we do.
We get mad and we stop doing what we need to do.
Amen.
But you have to be like this woman. She got put down, but she was determined that she was going to touch Jesus that day.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because like if I touch Jesus, everything's gonna work out all right.
Amen.
If you touch Jesus, things are going wrong in your life. If you get in contact with Jesus,
Amen. Great.
He's gonna make everything all right.
Yes.
Amen. Things are going wrong.
Yes.
Get in contact with Jesus.
Yeah.
And he'll make it all right.
Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Don't do nothing but call his name. Jesus, yes, Lord. Jesus. And he will work it out for you because you don't know what you want.
Yes, Lord.
And it does.
That's right.
Make intercession. Lord, exactly what it is you're trying to do.
Yes,
what
right.
it is you're trying to say. Hallelujah. And so the woman got knocked down. She kept on.
My Lord.
I don't need to do but touch. The border, the hem of his garment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so she didn't give up. Even though she was knocked down on the ground, she touched Jesus.
My Lord.
Jesus stopped. He said, somebody touch me. Will you get in contact with Jesus? Really get in contact with him. And know that Jesus will fix whatever the problem is.
Yes,
amen.
He
will do it for you and be,
yes, he
you
will.
Will be delivered.
Yes,
he
will.
At all the fear. He will be delivered at all the hurt. Whatever it might be, physical, mental, biological, or whatever. Spiritual.
Amen.
Okay. And it's Jesus that somebody touched me. Peter said, Lord, all these people around here done against you. You talking about somebody touching you? God knows when you're gonna when you're touching them.
Yes, he does.
All of us can be screaming at it all at one time.
But
if you are to have that special need and you have that faith, you can touch Jesus
yes,
in the midst of all the chaos. And he will know that you touch him.
Amen.
When you call him and call him right. Everybody else might be calling, but he also knows you.
Yes.
Touch me. He said, somebody touch me.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady now has confessed. That touched you. I am the one. And I was made immediately whole.
Yes.
Jesus said that faith that made you whole. So in your faith, put it in Jesus.
Yes.
Let
yes.
Jesus have it.
Yes.
Lord will come out.
And
do what he need to do by laying his hand
yes.
on you.
That's
right. So now, as Jesus starts on his way to Jairus' house, then somebody came and said, Lord,
yes,
she's dead.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
Don't bother Jesus about serving any longer. She's dead. And
he's
Jesus
dead.
Said, she's not dead. She's only sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But they know that he was, she was dead at thought. And so now Jesus keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And when they got to Jairus' house, he told him, the patient ain't dead. He's sleeping. And the people got laughing at Jesus. Knowing that she was dead. So Jesus now put everybody out. Except the disciples, Donna and the daddy.
Yes.
Of the girl. And then he called the girl. And she woke up. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to put some things out.
That's true.
Put some things out of your mind. Put some things out of whatever's going on wrong. They put it out.
Amen.
Put it out.
You can't have no doubt. You got to know it for yourself.
Yeah,
that's
best.
Right.
Okay? You can't have no doubt. You can't doubt and believe.
Amen.
It's contrary to one another.
That's true.
You either believe it or you don't.
Amen.
That's true.
Okay.
You either know that you're healed or you're not.
That's true.
Okay. You either know the things that have worked out, the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If it hadn't killed you, you healed. You need to stop claiming that.
That's right.
And God will take you through it.
Yes,
He will.
Whatever it is, everything will work out all right.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
So he will. But you got to give it to Jesus.
I know he will. My Lord.
Okay. Give it to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is going to work out.
Yes, it does.
But
my
you
Lord.
Got to give it to Jesus.
Yes.
Let him have it.
Amen.
Amen.
And it'll work out for you every time.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody but Jesus.
Good word, Pastor.
Amen.
Yes. Good word. Glory be to God. Nobody but good.
Amen. Let him have it.
What a word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Let Jesus have it. Amen.
Yes, sir. Lord have mercy. In the name of Jesus. He can do it.
Yes, he can.
Glory be to God.
Gotta stop worrying about it and let Jesus have it.
Amen.
That's right.
As long as you're worried about it, it will be in your hands.
Yes.
That's Pastor.
Good word.
Amen.
Stop claiming everything.
Yes.
As being yours.
Amen.
My sugar. My high blood pressure.
Yeah.
My cancer.
Tell it, person.
My this.
Thank
it's
you,
not
Lord.
Yours.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you ain't got to have him.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. God didn't give him to you.
That's right.
It ain't none of yours.
Amen.
It sure ain't.
It's the Lord's.
My Lord.
God bless.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Good word. Good word.
Let the church say, amen. Let the church say,
Amen.
amen.
Let the
Let the
church
church
say,
say,
Amen.
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 Amen. All right, Pastor, you can close us out.
After him is able to present us faultless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen.